What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the Hillions of Wrestling Podcast. Hope everybody's having a great Sunday. Happy Stomping Ground Sunday. This might be the worst name for a WWE pay-per-view. Now, I'm going to take that back because Great Balls of Fire was terrible. It was absolutely garbage. Even the pay-per-view was garbage. But, yeah, so there's WWE pay-per-view today. But before I get into all the details and everything on that pay-per-view and everything, again, hope everybody's having a great Sunday. Hope you ever had a great weekend. I feel like my weekends are shorter and shorter every week, every weekend. Well, it doesn't help that I have class on Saturday morning. I usually go into work now, just trying to play catch up at work and everything on everything. Yeah, so it's like, I feel like I have one day off a week, so I'm definitely not going to do anything next week. Well, I have to go to class still, but not going to try to go to work next weekend. Definitely not going to try to go to work, but all in all, it's been a great weekend so far. Last weekend was pretty cool too as well, because on Friday, I was able to score tickets for All Out. You know, that t-shirt company, they're having another show. Well, they're going to have their, basically it'll be their fourth show if you don't count All In. They're going to have their fourth show in Labor Day weekend again. And I was able to get two tickets for that show. Very excited about that. Doing a first time in Chicago. Never been to Chicago, so... Well, let me take that back. Let me backpedal here. I've been in Chicago one time, but I didn't go into Chicago. I spent majority of my day and night in O'Hare Airport. And I'll tell you, that airport is confusing. I was in that airport from... I think it was a couple... It was probably almost 9 years ago. I was in that airport, and I was, I missed my, connecting flight, and then my flight I got put on got delayed, so I really didn't get home until the next day. And talk about spending your day in an airport is the worst experience ever. It was just awful. But that was the only time I've been in Chicago. So I'm pretty excited. Gonna go check out StarCast and everything. And, yeah. See a great show. It sold out in 15 minutes. Which is just an amazing thing. It was funny. I kept putting in the positive vibes. I'm getting tickets. I didn't try to get All Out because I was on my vacation with my family. I'm glad I went on vacation with my family. Then I tried to get, then I tried to get Double or Nothing tickets. That failed miserably because I was in a queue waiting forever, just like prior bells that was trying to get All Out tickets. So I got on the Sears Center website probably around 10:30, and at 11 o'clock they kicked us over into this virtual waiting room, and they said they're going to start places in line. In my mind, I'm like, oh, here we go again. I'm going to be placed in line of like probably 80,000 people trying to buy tickets. I'm probably going to be 79,000 out of 80,000. Now, place me in line. I was 2,000. So I was like, okay, Sears Center only holds 11. I was trying to do math in my head. I was like, Sears Center probably does, it's going to do 11,000 for this show. I may get in here because people might try to buy four tickets. Some people might just try to buy two. Somebody might buy one. But the max number of tickets was four. So I was like, if everybody buys four to 2,000, I'm really not good at math here. Just trying to do it off the top of my head. I was like, we probably looking at almost close to selling out there. So I was like, there's a good chance. Got in there, played no games, went straight up to, went straight up and picked up two tickets and got these seats for the show. So pretty excited. I was super pumped. I was like, because it's like third time's a charm, put positive vibes in there, and we're going all out. So it's pretty cool. The excitement, though, I mean, the queue was up to like 70,000 people said it. They saw the queue up too. The people were screenshotting and putting on Twitter and everything. And I was just amazed by that. This is the excitement of it. Now, I know people were saying that they probably could sell out a bigger venue. Like, they probably could have, like, I think Soldier Field holds 70,000. They probably could have sold out Soldier Field. But, excuse me, grab a drink there. But I think their motto is they're not trying to do the big colossal show right now. Because, I mean, you've seen with WWE, they're doing buy one, get ones for this show in Washington today for Stomping Ground. I think they're trying to build a demand for the product. Kind of like what Vince and them did back in the late 90s, early 2000s. They didn't have WrestleMania at the big venues like they have them in now. They weren't trying to draw numbers. They were just trying to build a demand. And they were like, well, man, everybody's trying to get this. And like everybody's trying to build. They're trying to build that demand for the product before it comes out, which I don't think is really great. I think that they build that demand, and that's where the numbers going to go. They're going to be like, whoa, man, this show's selling out. What's going on? Let's go check out their TV show. It's drawing up interest. Where WWE doesn't have that interest. They don't have we don't have that ultra demand. Like, hey, I got to watch this. Hey, I got to see this. Only thing I would say, a lot of people are tuning in to watch, is probably the 24/7 title, which I'll talk to in a little bit here when I get ready to start predictions here. That's probably about it, really, and maybe Bray Wyatt's Firefly Funhouse, which, again, I think that not really getting that much buzz. I think it's starting to die down a little bit also. So, yeah, but hats off. Congrats to AEW on another sellout. Fyter Fest is next weekend on Friday. Like, I wanted to get on here Friday, but I got to work till real late. But Friday for the regular podcast, normally, we're going to do this on Fridays. We're going to do this show on Fridays. We're going to do predictions for Fyter Fest. That's going to be on Bleacher Report Live. So if you don't have Bleacher Report Live, make sure you grab that so you can watch that show. It's going to be free on Bleacher Report Live. So for AEW's second show, All Out, I don't consider their show AEW show, because it was basically just a wrestling show that was produced. There was wrestlers produced the show. Like, there was, they produced their own show. Like, it was called All Out. This one is their show. This is AEW. You're going to see AEW stuff. You're going to see all those things all over the place there. So yeah, really excited about that. And can't wait to go to that Labor Day weekend. But anyway, going back to changing gears. there is a pay-per-view tonight for WWE Stomping Grounds. It's not, again, there was no build for this pay-per-view. There was no build. There's probably maybe two matches I'm looking forward to seeing on this. Maybe two. Yeah, two matches. And one match, I just got invested into this past week on SmackDown. So it's like, why is the build so bad? Why does it take so long for a build to happen? Like, I watched NXT this week, and just what they do on NXT is just like night and day to what they do on the main roster. I know I sound like a broken record because I probably say this on the podcast every time I come on here and do this. But they did do one thing on the NXT show this past week where they did a 6-man tag match. Kind of like what they do on Raw. But it was different. It had people that were meaningful, that had meanings in that match. Where they just put together a 6-man tag out of nowhere just to get people on TV on the main roster. And it's not helping. It's not doing anything. That said, like I said, besides the 24/7 title with R-Truth and Drake Maverick and all those guys, in the Firefly Funhouse, there's really nothing really exciting. Now, there could be stuff that they could do that's really exciting. I wish that, man, this build with Alexa Bliss and Bayley could have been really good if they had done this last year. I don't know where this is where they should have done it. They know there's heat between Bayley, Sasha, and Alexa Bliss and everybody. Start bringing it out there. If you're going to have them work together, have them bring some of that stuff out. You know about the dirt sheets are saying. If there is or isn't, you played into that. Hey, they're saying that Bayley and Sasha have beef? Okay, let's go ahead and put that in there. Do more of that thing. I mean, this whole Shane McMahon push, best in the world, I know it's scaring a lot of people. Because the end game, and I said this a while back, I said, everybody was saying that this could lead to a big push for The Miz. I was like, nope, this is going to lead to a big push to Shane McMahon. I feel like when Shane won that, I feel like Shane was going to become the WWE champion. They were going to build this up to Shane becoming the WWE champion. And the way it's looking, that he could be the one to take it off Kofi, which would be a terrible, terrible idea. I mean, if you want to get the heat on him, you're going to get the heat on him by taking off Kofi. And then what, he's going to lose to Roman? Lose the title to Roman? It's just, that's the dumb shit. That's the dumb shit that they're doing, that will do on this show, that they will try to do on this show, to think that people are going to be invested in it. No. Use some of your talent. Use your roster to your strength. You signed so many people. I mean, look at NXT. Again, going back to NXT, they're having a breakout tournament. And the winner gets a title shot of their choosing. I've seen clips all day today and all weekend of them doing a King of the Ring tournament. I love the King of the Ring. King of the Ring was probably one of my favorite pay-per-views next to the Royal Rumble and Survivor Series. I love the King of the Ring. Again, you guys know, I'm a tournament mark. I love tournaments. I love a good tournament. To decide something. Why not have a King of the Ring tournament? Why not have that? Why not have a King and a Queen tournament? You could have brought back Bragging Rights as a pay-per-view name and had King and Queen in the Ring. And the winners get title shots for said title. Whether it be the Raw Women's SmackDown or Raw Women's or SmackDown Women's or the Universal or WWE Championship. But they'd rather go this way by having rematches from WrestleMania and Super Showdown. They'd rather have rematches. I think the only thing that's not a rematch, or that we have not seen on television, probably, as I'm looking at the card, Bayley and Alexa Bliss we have not seen in over a year. Daniel Bryan and Rowan versus Heavy Machinery we have not seen, but we've seen Blitz bits and pieces of that here. And Big E and Xavier Woods versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, we've seen that multiple times on regular TV. So, I mean, there's only... And Samoa Joe and Ricochet. So, there's three matches on here I have not seen yet. So, but let's get into it. First match we're going to have on the kickoff show, we're going to have the Cruiserweight Champion, Tony Nese, defending against Tozawa and Drew Gulak. Now, I've not really... I've watched clips of 205 Live, and one reason I don't really follow 205 that much, Tony Nese is not investing. And that's another thing. Your champion has to be the guy that's going to put the eyeballs on your product. It's cool Tony Nese won the title at WrestleMania, but there's really nothing going towards. There's no storyline. There's nothing making him the champion. After he got the chase, even the chase was kind of to Buddy Murphy, which, by the way, is just sitting back and catering on WWE product. Send him down NXT. They should just send these guys like Tyler Breeze. Sorry to go on a side tangent here. They need to send these guys back down. I know they're sending, like, Tyler Breeze went down. Now he's on NXT. I know there's a couple people rumored to be heading down this way to NXT. But why have them just sit there? Have Buddy Murphy go to NXT UK. I get it. Everybody wants to be on the main roster. And by the looks of them signing people, they just signed Mojo Rawley to a multi-year deal. Maria Kanellis and Mike Bennett. The Bennett's signed a 5-year deal with WWE. I mean, a lot of them guys are like, hey, this is easy money. We got families. We don't have to really do much. I get it. Everybody in their job feels that way. People want it. You've worked so hard your whole life. Why not get a big payday and then take it easy for a little bit? Get it. Understandable. Everybody wants to do that. Everybody wants to do that. You find somebody that loves hard work. I mean, it's nothing wrong with doing hard work, but if you're going to get paid to not do hard work, I think 8 out of 10 people are going to take that. But going back to the match, I think there's going to be a title change here. They're not going to put it on Tozawa. I think Drew Gulak's going to get that title. Maybe have Tony Nese chase for a little bit, and then maybe build up somebody else. Maybe somebody at this breakout tournament in NXT, they say, okay, maybe we can put this, somebody that doesn't win the tournament, maybe they can put on NXT TV. I don't know how much Mansoor weighs. Maybe Mansoor can go into 205 Live. I mean, I don't see why not. I mean, he doesn't look as big as Ali or Buddy Murphy, so why not have Mansoor, since he won the Greatest Royal Rumble, be the next challenger for the Cruiserweight title? Kushida. I really don't want Kushida going to 205 Live, but there's another person. I'm beating Drew Gulak a couple times. I want to shot this Cruiserweight title. Then they can have a tear the house down match at a SummerSlam or the WrestleMania or Royal Rumble even. But I think putting the title on Drew Gulak would be better, unless they're going to do something with Michael Bennett. But I feel like they can turn Mike Bennett into a babyface here and be liked by the story angle they're trying to tell with him. But he needs to get back to learning how to win and stuff. Kind of have him like, hey, I got to reinvent myself. Have him maybe challenge Drew Gulak. Two heels. Then once Drew, and then you can flip Mike Bennett to babyface then. Or you can just have two heels going for the title. There's nothing wrong with that either. Yeah, but I think Drew Gulak's going to win the Cruiserweight title tonight. I mean, he did drop twice to Kushida, so I think his reward should be, and he didn't really job, but he did lose two times in NXT, so to Kushida, give him good matches. Why not reward him to win the Cruiserweight title? Next match, we have tag team match. Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn taking on Big E and Xavier Woods. Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn need a win. They need a win. bad. I am going to go with Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn in this. If Kobe's going to win tonight in the cage, New Day is going to take this L in the pre-show. So I'm going to go with Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn in this match. Then to the main show. They should kick off with this match. They should kick off with Samoa Joe versus Ricochet. If they want to get the crowd hot, get a good hot crowd going, Samoa Joe and Ricochet would probably be a good match to start with for the United States title. I like Samoa Joe working with smaller guys than him. I mean, he is great. He had a good match with Brock Lesnar. He probably could have a good match at Braun Strowman. He probably can do those things. I mean, I was looking for, I really thought it was going to be him versus The Miz. And, man, I'm really hoping for that, actually. The Miz versus Samoa Joe. Two great mic work guys. Just good promos. Back and forth. I'm just worried that they would turn it into kind of what Samoa Joe did to AJ. You know, the family whole thing and talking about Maurice and everything and talking about his kid and everything. Just would not be a good angle. I would rather done that first and then have Ricochet versus Samoa Joe. So but I think Ricochet is going to win the United States title tonight. I think he's going to win the United States title. Oh, excuse me. And Ricochet wins the United States title tonight. By the way, where's Finn at? Is Finn on, like, I have to look this up. I am going to actually look this up here. Because Finn Balor's not been on TV the past month almost, it feels like. Since Superstar Showdown, Finn Balor has not been on TV. And it's very odd why he's not on TV. Your Intercontinental title is, like, he's defended it. He defended it when? June 7th? Yes, that's been the last time he's been on TV. So I'm going to look here and see. Let's click here. Okay, so he was just on, he defended the title after 205 Live this past week. Yeah, so he wrestled a dark match, it looks like. I'm trying to see here. This is on the 12th. So he defended in a dark match. Yeah, Finn Balor versus Nakamura on the 11th. Why the hell can we not get that match on the on the main roster? A Nakamura Finn Balor feud? Why are we not getting that? Why do I have to have recycled matches? Why not have Finn Balor versus Nakamura for the Intercontinental title? Why not have that? Damn it better be at Extreme Rules. Because you need something fresh if you're going to compete with AEW right now. You better be thinking of something. I know Stephanie's been going on videos saying that, oh, it's going to be great competition for AEW. It's going to bring the best out of everything. Wait whenever you guys are ready to bring out the best. We'll be sitting here waiting. We'll be sitting here waiting. But yeah, why not have that match on this card? I don't need to see Drew and Roman again. it just blows my mind. Like, do they really need to have the New Day and Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn wrestle a tag team match? What we seen on SmackDown, the SmackDown match? Why not have Nakamura versus Finn Balor on the main card and then bump out Daniel Bryan and Rowan versus Heavy Machinery and put down the pre-show? Why not? Again, I don't write for WWE, so I can't make those calls and make those decisions. Going back into it, though. Yeah, but I have Ricochet becoming the new United States champion. Next, we have Becky Lynch defending the Raw Women's Championship against Lacey Evans. Becky's going to win this match. I mean, there's no... I mean, I was watching promos with Lacey Evans, and I know they're trying to push her, but where's it going to go after this? Like, where, who's she going to verse after this? Like, is she going to wrestle? Like, is Becky going to chase her and take the belt back off her? I think that'd be really stupid to do. So why not give her a new opponent? Have her beat Lacey Evans, then give her a new opponent. Give her a brand new opponent. Whether it be Natalya, Naomi. Hey, you can have Naomi versus Becky Lynch at your next two pay-per-views. Why not do that? Because it's babyface versus babyface. Who cares? It's about competition. And that's something WWE needs to get back into. Wins and losses and competition. You have a whole tournament called the Mae Young Classic where you have faces versus faces about competition. You can have competition in the ring here. Yeah, so Becky Lynch is going to beat Lacey Evans here. Roman Reigns taking on Drew McIntyre, rematch from WrestleMania. I got Drew McIntyre winning this match. I got Drew McIntyre winning. Help from Shane and his posse. It's going to help him win. I thought of something really cool that they could do. They're going to drag this out. Probably a handicap match at Extreme Rules. And then they can do it either at Survivor Series. Well, they probably won't do a Survivor Series because it's brand split. But Survivor Series or SummerSlam. If they want to have kind of like how they had John Cena team versus Shane's boys. They're running out of ideas here. If they don't want to have that match yet, why not have Drew, Shane, and the Revival take on Roman, the Usos, and The Rock. The Rock needs to get in their match. They could do that. And that's, again, that's bringing interest. Because it's going to be Roman's bringing family into this. Shane has his boys. Roman doesn't have the Shield, so we have to trust the next host thing. Well, obviously, it's going to be family. You're going to go with your family. And why not have The Rock come back? I know it's probably a long shot The Rock comes back. The Rock is the biggest star on the planet right now. But get The Rock come back and team with those four would be must watch. And people will tune in to it. If you're going to recycle stuff, if you're going to bring back and recycle stuff, and if you're going to do this, why not get... pull the ace out of the card events because you're going to need it. You're going to need it for SummerSlam. You're going to need it. You will need something because you're going to be competing against TakeOver, your own TakeOver, two TakeOvers, New Japan Show, and that little thing called All Out. You don't want to be called the fifth best show that out of the five shows that week, that month. So I would get on the phone right now to Mr. Dwayne Johnson, his movie agents, or whoever we need to do, and try to get that match booked. Even if you do, do the old tag team match. Remember how they had back in the day? They used to have Warrior and Hogan team up to take on DiBiase. I mean, they took on Sergeant Slaughter and I think it was Zeus. No, it wasn't Zeus. Was it Zeus? I can't remember who it was. Because Mega Powers only teamed up once. And then Hogan teamed up. Because it was Sergeant Slaughter and somebody else. I can't remember. Well, let's go in the archives. We got WWE up here. Let's go and take a look here. Let's take a look here and see. Yeah, but doing something on that nature. Doing like a tag team match. And you don't even have to have the four because it's so close to Survivor Series. You could have Roman and Rock take on Drew and Shane. And you can build that matchup starting tonight. If you want this to go somewhere, you want the end game. The end game's like, all right, I need to find a partner because I can't beat both of you guys. Boom, he gets the Rock. You have your main event for SummerSlam. As much as people moan and groan about it, the Rock's going to put eyes on the product. And you got your big main event for SummerSlam. Right then and there. And right there, everybody's like, okay, everybody's talking about SummerSlam. Not just wrestling fans. Medias are talking about SummerSlam. You're talking about all media outlets are talking about SummerSlam because Dwayne Johnson's on there. I'm sure you can get him in there to train for one match. But it's a tag team match where he doesn't have to do much. Especially against Shane McMahon. That's what I would do. That would be my idea for that. Build tonight. Drew wins tonight. Roman takes him on in a handicap match. He takes him on a handicap match. He can't win there. So then he has to find a partner. Steph's busy. John Moxley is no longer with the company. He gets the next closest thing family to take out Shane and to take out Drew. And you build that up huge. And people would, like I said, you'll be getting talked about again. People will be talking about SummerSlam again. And not just the media, not just WWE fans, not just wrestling fans. There's going to be a bunch of people talking about that. I'm still trying to find that. I'm gonna look that up here in a little bit, but I'm going to go back into the predictions here. Next we have for the SmackDown Tag Team Championship, we have Daniel Bryan and Rowan taking on Heavy Machinery. I don't feel like Heavy Machinery, they're going to put these belts on Heavy Machinery. But this is a good rub for them. Again, somebody different challenging for the Tag Team Championship. That's really cool. We're probably going to get the War Raiders down. I mean, the Viking Raiders or War Machine. War Raiders, Viking Experience, whoever they want to be called. Again, I always say, Mama called them War Machine, I'm going to call them War Machine. We'll probably get that match down the road, which would be really good. But who knows, they might be back off TV again. They'll be back there chilling with Aleister Black and Buddy Murphy, Ali, Cedric Alexander just running around places. Daniel Bryan, I'm going with Daniel Bryan and Rowan to win this match. Keep the belts on them. Maybe have the Viking Raiders beat them for the SmackDown Tag Team Champions. But they're Raw people, I think. I think, yeah, they're Raw, so that won't make sense. So, got to find a tag team to beat them. So, WWE got to think there. I don't think it's going to be Heavy Machinery to beat them, though. Now, there could be a wonky finish in this match. Where Heavy Machinery could win by disqualification, maybe lead to another match at Extreme Rules. But again, we're talking about this again. Why lead to other matches? Let's get fresh matchups each pay-per-view. There's no rematches. Look at from the pay-per-views you have now, with All Out, to all from Double or Nothing to All Out. There's really no rematches, and they have a small roster. Why can't you guys do that? fresh matchups. Maybe if you're going to do a blood feud, that carries over. But now there shouldn't be 5 or 6 rematches on a pay-per-view. No, it shouldn't. It shouldn't be dominated by 3. You have so much stuff going on. Anyway, again, sound like a broken record. So Daniel Bryan and Rome retain their titles. Match I'm looking forward to. Just got me interested after watching SmackDown. Alexa Bliss challenges Bayley for the SmackDown Women's Championship. Alexa Bliss will have Nikki Cross in her corner. Congratulations, Nikki Cross and Killian Dane. They got married this weekend. they got married this weekend, but there's no shenanigans at their wedding, unlike Drake Maverick and his wedding. if you didn't see on WWE.com or any of the people sharing it, Drake Maverick ended up losing the 24/7 title to R-Truth at his wedding. Knew that was going to happen. As soon as he announced, when he beat R-Truth for the title on Tuesday, he said, "I got to go, I'm getting married. It's my wedding this week, this Thursday." And I was like, dude, they're going to have him lose the title at his wedding. And lo and behold, he loses the title at his wedding. Which kind of made me kind of like, okay. He had the wedding ceremony, obviously. And Braun Strowman is one of his groomsmen. They had to change up everything so bad, plant WWE people into there, and take Braun Strowman out of it. Because you don't want Braun Strowman being associated with the 24/7 title. Who gives a shit? Nobody really cares about Braun Strowman right now. Actually, people would be kind of interested and kind of cool seeing Braun Strowman there. But I guess they're saying, well, maybe he would stop R-Truth from getting it or something. But no. You had to take him out of it altogether so he's not classified with that. But you classify him with 2 people from Saturday Night Live. Something that stupid. That's just one thing to deserve me. I pay attention to little details, man. A lot of people don't pick those things up. A lot of other people are not going to pick those things up. Like, why couldn't Braun Strowman just stand there? It doesn't hurt anything. And you're like, oh, this really did happen his wedding. People are going to be like, oh, wait a minute, Braun, where's Braun? He was in his wedding. I wonder if people pick that little attention detail. But we'll probably see the 24/7 title here get changed hands. R-Truth will probably do some crazy running or whatever. And everybody chasing the locker room, get everybody on TV. Probably happened during the pre-show. But anyway, I go reel me back in here. Alexa Bliss versus Bayley for the SmackDown Women's title. Really good promo this past Tuesday. Really good segment. Her moment of bliss is probably one of her best moment of bliss, I say. I don't know where they want to go with Alexa Bliss. I feel like they want to make her a babyface. But it's kind of like what they did with The Miz. It's like, The Miz was so good at being a heel. And everybody's starting to like The Miz. And he couldn't do any wrong. And they're like, well, will he become a good babyface? The way they're going with this, I don't think he is becoming a good babyface. Because of the shit they're giving him. But that's another to be continued story. But I feel like they want to make Alexa Bliss a babyface. I mean, right then and there, the whole thing that happened with the Iconics, that was a babyface moment for Alexa Bliss right there. She got embarrassed, but the whole coffee thing, she comes in, attacks the Iconics, the heels, obviously. That's a good babyface moment. Then you're like, okay, Alexa Bliss is turning babyface. Wrong answer, she's not turning babyface. Well, maybe she's a tweener, I guess, they're trying to say, because she's really trying to say Bayley doesn't give a crap about her and stuff. But the promo was, but as this blew my mind, I'm like, so you're going to put her, like, when they did the triple threat match, I'm like, Charlotte, no, because they're doing other stuff with Charlotte right now. She's doing, like, other stuff, like, kind of like the campaigning for, like, you know, like, they have, like, girls up and those things. I think she's out doing that stuff right now for WWE, so she's going to be out for a little bit doing those stuff right now, which is good. And that's another thing. If you have all these things, quit Send your big stars out there that ain't doing anything. Then you get, like, Roman can do those things right now. He's out being an ambassador, so we don't see Roman. Then when he comes back, it's a big pop. Instead of sending No Way Jose and Mojo Rawley, those guys, send Roman on a couple of those. Let him not wrestle for a little bit. He's not champion right now. He does not need to be in the ring all the time. When Steph ain't champion, let him go do the Make-A-Wish. Let him do all those things. But going back to it, they're past Lex. Mama Bliss Bailey comes out with coffee, and Alexa Bliss's thing is now coffee, and Bailey thought it was a hiccup there. Came out the coffee. Alexa Bliss then went into NXT. Like, nobody ever talks about NXT, what happens in NXT. Like I always say, NXT is Earth 3 to WWE being Earth 1, main roster being Earth 1. So it was kind of cool hearing her reference NXT and saying how I thought Bailey would be a good friend, a good mentor, and I can go to her when nobody else in the locker room didn't think I was amounting to anything. She turned her back on me. Charlotte, of all hands, was there for me. I don't know if they're going to try to tie Charlotte into this or just had to mention Charlotte's name again because she wasn't around to make everybody forget that Charlotte's not there. But the, and then she said how Bailey peaked in NXT, which is fact. Which is 100% fact. Her popularity hit the highest her popularity was NXT. It hit the top point there. It was right there. And WWE didn't capitalize on her popularity. And this goes back to show WWE does not capitalize on their peak at their top game. They do not capitalize on it. They squandered it with Finn. They squandered it with... They squandered it with Finn. They squandered it with Bailey. That's why I'm scared for it. They Undisputed Era to come up. They're the hottest thing on WWE television right now. They come up here, Vince and him might fuck it all up. That's money to print up there. You want a faction, a group that can rival with the elites and the Bullet Clubs and the Chaoses and all the factions, the Kingdom on the Ring of Honor. All these factions. You want something big, you have Undisputed Era in your own backyard, and you're not going to use it yet. I mean, I'm just nervous because you don't how to have them. They peak at that level, and then boom, they just fall off. And she's right. And she also said Bailey wants her career. Alexa Bliss is having her career that Bailey's not having. Alexa Bliss got over. Bailey did not. Looky, looky. Maybe a little bit of truth there. I don't know. But anyway, I'm really excited. This should have been the promo that happened. Was it a year ago? Was it last year? No, it wasn't last year. It was 2 years ago, I think. Yeah, it was 2 years ago. Yeah, it was 2 years ago. It was WrestleMania last year. Yeah, it was 2 years ago. That's the promo they should have had. Talk about NXT. Talk about that way. But instead of that, this is your life, Bailey, and made Bailey look like crap, and then boom, everything else went downhill after that. But kind of like Bailey's new edge she has. Could be a fairly good match. I just get real nervous when Bailey does that Irish whip, like that sunset flip into the turnbuckle with them, where they like the other opponent hits their head at the turnbuckle. Alexa Bliss like has concussions like Sidney Crosby for the Pittsburgh Penguins has. Basically, any day she can wake up and feel nauseous and feel sick. I really can't wait to see her 365 tonight. To hear her, to hear them say about her injuries. Like, Alexa Bliss is like, they don't talk much about her. And maybe this was one reason why, because they're filming a documentary and they didn't want to put all this stuff out and everything there. But it'll be really cool to see this, everything in that. So that'd be pretty cool. And everybody's like, well, Alexa Bliss is winning, you're doing 365. I was like, no, she's not winning tonight. They're not going to put the SmackDown Women's Championship on her. I feel like Bayley's going to win tonight. But then, like, Nikki Cross is going to get involved. And then we're going to get the return of Ms. Banks tonight. My money lockdown prediction. Sasha Banks is going to return tonight and help Bayley. And then it Extreme Rules, you're going to have Bayley and Sasha taking on Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross. Boom. And then maybe you can then spin it into, since Sasha and Alexa on Raw, you can maybe then spin that off into a Alexa Bliss and Sasha Banks feud, which would be really good. We know they have heat. So that'd be really good there. So, but I got Bayley retaining. Then after the match, Alexa and Bliss and Nikki Cross try to get one up on her, but then Sasha Banks makes her return tonight. It's time for Miss Banks to return. She's had a long time. She knows she can't get released because they're not going to release her. And the longer she sits out, they're probably going to add on time. So you might as well just come back, honey, and just come on back. All right. So now we have the two title matches. First, for the WWE Championship inside a steel cage, Kofi Kingston takes on Dolph Ziggler. I don't think they're going to do a cash-in tonight. I don't think that Brock's cashing in on Kofi. I think the WWE title is the second title. The Universal title is the main title. That is the main title. Until they're on Fox, and then the WWE Championship is going to be the main title. But, again, I don't even think that. I feel like Raw is their flagship show. That is their number one show. And Vince is going to see that. And the Universal title is on Raw. And that's the title Brock Lesnar is going to go after. So, that being said, I got Kofi retaining because Dolph's probably going to be done after this. And then we'll probably get Kofi in another match. I feel like Kofi should get a different opponent. And this is where I also thought it'd be kind of cool. Just have like a one-off opponent. Kind of like they did with Rusev. Just versus AJ Styles. Just a one-off opponent. Before he gets in his main match in Survivor Series. If you want to get the ball rolling, momentum rolling, not Kevin Owens, not Sami Zayn, not Dolph Ziggler. Why not have Mike Bennett challenge him? I know I said Mike Bennett might challenge for the Cruiserweight title. But why not have Mike Bennett come out? And just have one-off match. You know Mike Bennett's not going to win this match. You know he's not going to win this match. But build it up where you might think Mike Bennett, he ends up winning a tournament or something. He gets put in. He's sitting backstage. He gets put in a tournament. He ends up winning the tournament in versus Kofi. And then they're making a mockery. I'm like, Mike Bennett, you're just on 205 Live, man. What you doing, baby? Or okay, let's just back Mike Bennett up. Why don't we have Buddy Murphy take on Kofi Kingston? Because that will be a damn good match. Have Buddy Murphy take on Kofi Kingston at Extreme Rules. Just a one-off match, no feud, a little bit of build, because no build, just a match. Kind of like they did Rusev and AJ Styles. But I like cage matches are fun, so this should be a fun match. So I'm going to go with Kofi Kingston retaining the WWE Championship. Now, which brings us to our main event. Seth Rollins taking on Baron Corbin for the Universal title, with Baron Corbin getting to pick a special guest referee. Saw a lot of people saying it's going to be Brock Lesnar. I mean, Brock wouldn't care to get an easy payday, become special guest referee, but I don't think it's going to be Brock. I don't think it's going to be Brock. I was really thinking it's going to be Vince McMahon. I really think it's going to be Vince McMahon. And this match, because I feel like they're going to drag this out to Extreme Rules. I think there's gonna be one more match, which the chair has been alluding into this, a chairs match at Extreme Rules, where Baron Corbin wins by disqualification because he hit Vince as a special guest referee. So that's what I'm gonna go with. Because I really didn't know which way I wanted to go with that. I was just thinking in my head as I'm doing this podcast. That's the only thing I had down here. I'm like, what way can they do with this and carry this over to one more match? Vince is a special guest referee. He tries to screw Steph. Steph's not having it. Steph hits him with a chair and then gets disqualified. God, that'd be such a terrible main event, though. So hopefully that's not the main event. Hopefully Kofi and Dolph Ziggler is the main event. They're going to go that route. But that's what I'll go with. Vince McMahon's going to be special guest referee. Steph Rollins gets disqualified. Baron wins. Rematch at Extreme Rules for the Universal title. The end blow-off match. A chairs match. Yep, that's what I'm going to go with. Just like his pay-per-view. Not enthusiastic at all. Yeah, those are my predictions. So yeah, let me know what you guys think. Let me know what you guys think. I'm gonna be posting this up here in a little bit here. I'm gonna be posting up on Instagram here, on the Facebook page, on my regular Facebook, as well. Let me know in your comment. Let me know in the comments what you guys feel. Guys, thank you again so much to people that have been listening to the podcast. Big things are coming here. I've been working on things, putting ideas together. That's why I'm not doing as much, because I really, when I do this, I want to give it full go. I really want to give the best thing. So I'm like, been working on some things. I don't want to give out stuff what we're going to be doing on the podcast here coming up soon. Plus, school's helped me out also, doing stuff. Not helping me as doing my podcast, but giving me ideas and stuff how I can make this podcast better for everybody and help grow this podcast. Make it the juggernaut we know it can be. But guys, thank you again so much. Guys, again, like I said, share the podcast with a friend. That's always big. Word of mouth's always big. Do that. Enjoy Stomping Ground tonight. Hopefully, like I said, we always go in thinking it's gonna be a crappy show. Actually turns out to be a decent show. Let's hope for that tonight, guys. Guys, enjoy the rest of your weekend. Enjoy your Sunday. Enjoy Stomping Ground, and have a great rest of your upcoming week. Peace.